For a week in late June, electric scooters started mysteriously popping up on what seemed like every corner in Salt Lake City. But just as the service started to take wing, the city caged the idea. KUER's Claire Jones reports.
A still-under-the-radar company called Bird was behind the Gorilla scooters. All a person had to do to ride was download the app, scan a license, pay a dollar, and scoot along. Bird brought the scooters to Salt Lake City with little notice to city officials and began operating without a business license. It's a move the company has repeated in cities across the U.S., with mixed results. In Salt Lake, the company was asked to sideline the scooters until officials and Bird reached a license agreement, which was signed Friday. Jennifer McGrath, Deputy Director of Community and Neighborhoods for Salt Lake City Corporation, sought to downplay any conflict with Bird.
You know, Salt Lake City's excited about this, but we also let them know that, you know, we need people to operate within the regulatory framework and that we have a great partnership.
The city's agreement will require the company to comply with both state law and city code. Riders can't be on streets more than four lanes wide and must stay off the sidewalk. It's up to vendors to relay that information how they want. However, the city has also worked to reach out and hear from communities. In a town hall meeting hosted by the Downtown Community Council on Thursday, residents shared their thoughts on the scooters.
I'm a, you know, price-sensitive resident, so for me, can this be something that I can actually use, that my friends can use if we all want to go do something together?
Bird was started by a former Uber executive, Travis VanderSanden. Scooters first appeared in Santa Monica back in September and have landed in 33 cities. But not everyone has been welcoming. Denver fined Bird $150 per scooter, and Nashville filed a cease and desist order. In a written statement provided to KUER News, a company spokesperson said Bird wants to continue to work with Salt Lake officials to build an interim agreement that, quote, supports affordable and accessible transportation options, unquote. The interim contract will expire after 1 year, while the city works to create something more permanent. In the meantime, the birds have reappeared to nest for a while, just in time for Pioneer Day. Claire Jones, KUER News.